Science Corner. Send us your questions. Professor Julia Kelvin is our expert. Today's topic is temperature.
Hello, Julia. My little sister is feeling sick today, and I've just taken her temperature. I feel a bit stupid asking this, but how does a thermometer work? And our thermometer is in Celsius. Who uses Fahrenheit?
Dear Linus, the simplest thermometer is a glass tube with liquid, like alcohol or mercury, inside it. This liquid expands when it warms up and contracts when it cools down. The liquid moves up and down in the glass tube as it gets hotter and colder. We read the temperature off a scale printed along the side. We use three different scales to measure temperature. Americans use Fahrenheit, while Australians and most Europeans use Celsius. The Kelvin scale is used by scientists everywhere. The Kelvin scale starts with absolute zero.
Hi, Julia. What is absolute zero? Is it the same as freezing or 0 degrees Celsius?
Dear Lily, when atoms or molecules stop moving altogether, we call the temperature absolute zero. Absolute zero is much, much colder than 0 degrees Celsius. It is about minus 270 degrees Celsius, minus 459.67 degrees Fahrenheit. Not even the temperature in outer space reaches absolute zero, but scientists have come pretty close to it in a laboratory. Gas turns into liquid at this low temperature. It can ooze through walls solid enough to hold any other sort of liquid. It can even climb up, over, and out of their containers. How cool is that?
Dear Julia, ice is cold and fire is hot. But what is heat exactly? It's 43 degrees Celsius here in Alice Springs today, which is why I'm thinking about heat. And what are the hottest things in the universe?
Dear Vince, heat is a form of energy. It comes from the movement of atoms. The temperature of an object tells us how fast the atoms are moving. The faster they move, the hotter they are. Stars are the hottest things in the universe, but they are too far away to measure with a thermometer, of course. Instead, we look at their light. When the atoms of a star get hot, the light they send out changes color. By looking at these colors, astronomers can work out how hot the star is.
Hi, Julia. I'm interested in photography. I saw some thermal cameras for sale online. What are they and how do they work? Should I get one?
Dear Marcy, generally speaking, all warm objects, like human bodies, for example, send out rays of energy. Special thermal cameras can turn these rays into pictures that we can see. It works even in total darkness. This makes these cameras very useful for rescue operations. Firefighters use them to see through smoke, to find people, and to identify hot spots of fires. Don't buy a thermal camera just yet. Have some fun and practice taking better photographs with your normal camera first.